It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local sports authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
And a good Wednesday evening, everyone. Wade Gerstner with you on 92.1 KMZA and also on the Silver Lake Channel. As tonight, it is the girls taking center stage. It's 3A girls sub-state semifinal night, as it is the Silver Lake Lady Eagles, 23-1, the number one team in the state in 3A, facing Nemaha Central for the second time this year, the Lady Thunder with a record of 15-9. These two teams met once last year in Seneca, and it was Silver Lake winning 44-39. They met this year on February the 6th, just about a month ago, in Seneca. Silver Lake controlled the game, led by 17 at halftime, went on to win it 66-37. Kara Steider with 21, Savannah Winnie with 19, and 5 3-pointers, but all of that means nothing tonight. It's all about how you play for 32 minutes. Nemaha Central trying to pull off the big upset on the road, and Silver Lake trying to hold serve. The Eagles playing their first game in 9 days after playing 4 games in 6 days. And we'll talk about the possible rust that we could see early in this contest when we return. It's high school basketball tonight on the Silver Lake Channel and also on 92.1 KMZA. We'll be back after this 2.5-minute timeout.
Hey, it's Emily with Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Did you know 1 week password could put your whole identity at risk? We're sharing simple tips to help you stay safe online, like spotting phishing scams, protecting your passwords, and locking down your personal info. Head to rainbowtel.net and check out our resources. Stay smart, stay safe, stay connected with Rainbow.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A good business partner stands by your side through thick and thin. Ag Partners Co-op is a farmer-owned, full-service cooperative providing products and services in the areas of agronomy, energy, grain marketing, feed, tires, and crop insurance. Ag Partners is deeply rooted in the communities they call home and take pride in doing business based on their core values of honesty, integrity, and teamwork. Work with a team that is committed to helping you succeed and achieve your goals on farm and in the marketplace. Your partner in ag through thick and thin. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Panzaland Radio.
Wade Gerstner, Liam Gerstner, Parko Spillman with you here from the Nest at Silver Lake on the Silver Lake Channel and on the radio, 92.1 KMZA. You can listen on the free MSC Radio app as well. You can download that app. It is absolutely free. It's also free to watch the live video stream here tonight or to access previous games that we have on the archives, and all of that is available for free because of our tremendous sponsors that we have throughout the year on the Silver Lake Channel and the radio coverage brought to our great sponsors you hear on 92.1 here this evening. Along with Captain Kurt Kilman, Wade Gershner with you. Silver Lake, 23-1, the Big East League champ, undefeated 10-0. They won 10 in a row after starting the year 13-0, lost in the final seconds at home to state-ranked in 4A Rock Creek. Since then, they've won 10 in a row. They're led by Kaylin Haney, a 5'7 senior point guard, averaging 18 points a game. And Liam is going to pull up that chart here for the Silver Lake Channel. Kaylin continues to climb on the all-time scoring chart. She is now fourth all-time, 1,303 points. And this chart, courtesy of Silver Lake statistician historian Brad Debley. I really appreciate Brad sharing these charts with us so we can share with you on the Silver Lake Channel. But Rhonda Matzke has the all-time scoring record, 1,517 back in 1989. Mackenzie McDaniel, 1,493. Kathy Moeller, who is now Kathy Harrington, 1,324 points back in 1996. And fourth on the list is Kaylin Haney, 1,303 points. She needs just 22 to become the third all-time leading scorer at Silver Lake. And believe it or not, Karis Dieter, just a sophomore, is in the top 16 already in school history. And she's averaging 17.5 a game. They're a potent 1-2 punch. Throw in Samantha Windy, who really hurt Nemaw Central the first time around with 5 3-pointers and 19 points. She's at 56 threes on the year, and that's a potent trio of offensive players for Silver Lake. For Nemaw Central, they come in a record of 15-9, 7-3 in the Big East League. That was good for fourth in the league. They have losses to Centralia, Hanover, Valley Heights, Hiawatha twice. Those are all ranked teams. Lost to Troy, lost to Silver Lake, who, of course, is number one. Riley County, the last two, has been ranked at times this year. Lost to Olpie, who is also state-ranked. Wins over Royal Valley twice, Holton twice, Jeff West, Auburn, Nebraska, Johnson, Brock. Two wins over Sabetha, two wins over Perry Lee Compton, and wins over Jackson Heights, Rossville, St. Mary's, and Concordia. Haddon Hilton, the head coach in his 16th year. Seven straight Big Seven league titles until Nemaw Central, of course, part of the newly formed Big East League. And last year, Nemaha Central finished third in the Big East League, and year two finishing in fourth. Nemaha Central coming off a win at Sabetha, 51-27 last Monday, and in sub-state play on Friday, beat the number 9 seed Perry Lee Compton at home, 52-31. They're led by Emma Hermish, a 5'9 junior, averaging 12.5 points per game. It is Nemaha Central Silver Lake. The winner moves on to the sub-state finals Saturday at either 5 or 6:30 in Sabetha. The loser is done for the season. We'll have more of our pregame show to come on the other side of this 2.5-minute break on 92.1 KMZA in the Silver Lake Channel.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha. Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs. Visit Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for their fresh, delicious sandwiches, yummy deli meats and cheeses, a variety of fresh deli trays, and for their soft serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit BobSchwartzFinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance, and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available. And come grow with Alfea.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
Panzaland Radio.
Welcome back here to the Nets in Silver Lake. We'll give you the Nemaw Central starters here first. It'll be Jade Mackey, a 5'7 senior guard, averaging 1.2 rebounds. Kenya McKee, a 5'7 sophomore guard, averaging 9 points, 2.5 assists, 2.5 rebounds. Emma Hermish is a 5'9 junior forward, averaging 12.5 points, 2.5 steals, 4 rebounds. Bailey Snyder, 5'9 sophomore guard, averaging 6 points, 2 rebounds. And Caroline Nordis, 5'10 junior forward, averaging 6 points, 5 rebounds. So it's Nordis, Snyder, Hermish, McKee, Mackey. That's the starting five for Nemaw Central. Coming in under head coach Haddon Hilton, his 16th year, assisted by Curtis Patkenhorst and Hannah Mackey. Nemaw Central averaging 48 a game, giving up 38 per contest, shooting 38% from the floor, 59% from the line, and 26% from downtown. We'll give you all the numbers for Silver Lake and introduce you to their starting lineup. But first, we pause for our national anthem back in 90 seconds on 92.1 KMZA.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
For quality meat and hometown service, head to Anderson Meats in Troy. Known for expert custom processing, Anderson Meats also features a great retail room stocked with a variety of fresh cuts, perfect for the grill, freezer, or tonight's supper. And don't forget their customer favorite, flavored beef sticks that folks just can't get enough of. Plus, there's plenty of other easy grab-and-go items. Anderson Meats in Troy for custom processing and more. Book your processing now at Anderson Meats in Troy. Quality you can taste, service you can trust.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Panzaland Radio.
Welcome back to Silver Lake High School, getting set for the 3A girls substate semifinal. We gave you the lineups prior to the national anthem for Nemaw Central, the visitors. Now it's time for lineups for Silver Lake, brought to you by Mammoth Sports Construction. Head coach Kyle Porter in 6 years Silver Lake, record of 133, just 19 losses. Assistant Mark Johnson, Johnny Roberts, led Silver Lake to an undefeated state championship 2 years ago and a state runner-up performance a year ago, losing Halstead in the championship. Starting lineup, Kaylin Haney, a 5'7 senior point guard. She is the fourth all-time leading scorer, seventh all-time leading rebounder in school history, averaging 18.7 rebounds, almost 8 assists, and 3.5 steals, leads the team in all those categories. Plus, she shoots 52% from the floor and 86% from the line. She's going to take her talent to Fort Hays State next year. Paige Hyman, a 5'10 senior forward, averaging 5.5 points, 4 rebounds, double figures 4 times this year. We'll start inside. Kylie Haney in the backcourt, 5'4 junior guard, averaging 2 points, 2 rebounds. She is Kaylin Haney's younger sister. Kara Snyder, 5'6 sophomore guard, all-league second team a year ago, coming off a 30-point performance, a career high at Riley County 9 days ago, averaging 17.5 points, 5.7 rebounds, 2 assists, 2.5 steals. And Savannah Windy rounds out the starting 5'5 junior guard, averaging 11.5 points, 2.5 rebounds, 1.5 assists, and 1.5 steals. Savannah Windy, Kara Snyder, Kylie Haney, Paige Hyman, Kaylin Haney, the starting 5 for Silver Lake. Good news for the Eagles. Jaylee Whitehead, who's missed the last 6 games due to injury, got hurt in the Marysville game. She is available tonight to play, but she will come off the bench. We'll see how she looks after not playing for quite some time. She's been cleared to play. May not be 100%, but she's certainly a young lady that can have an impact on the game without scoring a very good on-the-ball defender. We'll see what both teams do defensively. More than likely, Silver Lake will come out man-to-man. Nemaw Central typically does as well. Nemaw Central is in their road blue uniforms with the light blue trim and lining along the sides of those uniforms and shorts, and the white numerals with Nemaw in the light blue on the front. And for Silver Lake, they have their white jerseys with the maroon numerals letters outlined in gold with the Eagles on the front of the jersey. Tip of control, Paige Hyman, tip it back to Kaylin Haney. We're underway here on 92.1 KMZA in the Silver Lake channel. Haney swings it over to Windy, now back to Kaylin Haney. And Nemaw Central opens up in a zone. Dangerous diagonal pass. Kaylin Haney catches it, fakes left, throws it inside to Hyman. One dribble back to Kaylin Haney. Splits two defenders, goes up and scores with the right hand. Kaylin Haney with the early bucket, and Silver Lake has a 2-0 lead. Silver Lake played 4 games in 6 days, and then all of a sudden, no games in 9 days. They got a first-round bye thanks to Bishop Ward forfeiting the first round of Substate. Driving baseline cutoff, and a travel is called on Kennedy McKee driving baseline. So early turnover for Nemaw Central. They average 14.5 turnovers per game. So Silver Lake didn't have a first-round Substate game. Nemaw Central did on Friday. Beat Perry Lee Compton 52-31. Second meeting of the year between the two teams. A little 1-2-2 full-court pressure by the Lady Thunder. No shot clock here in postseason play. Both teams had shot clocks in their home gyms throughout the season. Now pass, Haney. They're down a little bit behind. Dider is knocked away and stolen. Turnover, Silver Lake. And then coming back down the floor, hustling is Kayla Haney. A puck it away from behind from Candy McKee. And it will remain with the Lady Thunder. Nemaha Central, they've had quite the run when you look at their records the last 4 or 5 years. And they've had rich history when they were Nemaha Valley. And, of course, consolidation with Baileyville BNP and Nemaha Valley to form Nemaha Central to form the Thunder. As a shot missing there, put up by Hermish, rebounded by Wendy. And here come the Lady Eagles. Nemaha Central in the purple, all the way with the scoop is Kayla Haney. It rolls off the cup, ball tipped out and into the hands of Candy McKee for Nemaha Central. Of course, Nemaha Central used to be Nemaha Valley. They were called the Raiders. Baileyville B&B were the Falcons. And then they merged together, consolidate to form Nemaha Central, the Thunder. Ball poked away from Hermish for a moment out front. She gets control of it. Out near the Eagle logo at half court is Jade Mackey. Averages just 1.2 rebounds, but she's the point guard. She gets them set up offensively. There's a skip pass, three-pointer up and away. This one well short. An air ball from Bailey Snyder, a sophomore, averaging 6 a game. Silver Lake in transition. Pass it to Kylie Haney from Kaylin. Now Wendy backs it out. Dips it over to Dider. They swing it right side in the corner. Kaylin Haney. Haney to a cutting Wendy. Wendy back out front. Dider puts on the floor. Dribble drive all the way to the hoop and lays it in with the right. Harris Dider with the bucket. There was some concern from Kyle Porter, head coach Silver Lake, about how will they handle the early game, early part of the game, after not playing a game for 9 days. But they have the early 4-0 lead. This Nemaha Central team, relatively young. 2 seniors, 4 juniors, and 6 sophomores. Shot put up in the lane, missing off the back iron by Snyder, and rebounded by Silver Lake. Here's Kaylin Haney, behind the back dribble. Fires it into the corner to Kylie Haney. Here's Wendy, who is it. 56 threes and at 5 against Nemaha Central, the first meeting in Seneca. Go along with 19 points. Garris Dider called for steps out front. Second turnover for Silver Lake. Silver Lake averages 62 points a game and allows 36. Nemaha Central averages 48, allows 37. The Eagles shoot 44% from the floor. Nemaha Central 38. And Silver Lake 31% from 3. Nemaha Central 26. Foul line, 71% Silver Lake, 59 Nemaha Central. To the high post out front, this is Hermish. Hermish leading the team at 12.5 a game, drives left, and it has it almost knocked away. She regains control of it, goes between the legs of Kylie Haney, and somehow tips to Bailey Snyder, and she scores. And Nemaha Central is on the board for the first time tonight. 4-2. Silver Lake with the lead. Kylie Haney in some trouble and throws it away. Got smacked in the face, no call. Now she comes right back and steals it away for a moment. And out of bounds, it goes to Nemaha Central as Kylie Haney and Kylie Haney trying to get the loose ball. Kaylin, to the official, said, I got hit in the face, which she did. But they either didn't see it. If they saw it, you would think they would have called a foul. But 5 minutes to go, first quarter, 4-2 in favor of Silver Lake. And now stealing the ball is Dider at half court, goes all the way to our left and lays it in with the left hand. Harris Dider with 4, averages 2.5 steals a game, 6-2 Silver Lake. When you play the Eagles, you cannot get into a track meet. You really need to avoid having live ball turnovers. Dead ball turnovers won't be the end all, but you turn it over, live ball, they're going to go the other way. Have a 3-on-1, 3-on-2, get easy buckets. A 3 off the back iron from the near wing, put up there by McKee. Out of bounds, far side in the third row of the bleachers into the Silver Lake faithful here at the Nest. That's the name that they passionately give this facility. Of course, they are the Eagles, Silver Lake, of course, and Silver Lake in the white jerseys with the maroon numerals and lettering outlining the goal, moving from right to left. Jaylee Whitehead in, playing for the first time since the Marysville game. She's missed the last 8 games. Wendy, corner 3, up and away, good. Nothing but nylon for Savannah Wendy. That is her 57th three of the year, and Silver Lake has a 9-2 lead. She had 41 triples a year ago. Dider harassing McKee, brings the ball up the floor. Flips it over to Liza Leager, a 5'8 sophomore, into the game for the first time. She drives it, a bump and a foul on Whitehead. That's her first and the first team foul of the game goes against Silver Lake. Whitehead averaging 5 points, 3 rebounds, 1.5 assists, and almost 2 steals. She's one of the best on-the-ball guards in the state, but she coming off an injury. 30-second timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it here for now. And we want to update you on the sub-state brackets, the Class 3A girls sub-state bracket. Silver Lake take on Nemaha Central. And leading early, 9-2. 30-second timeout called by the Lady Thunder. The other semifinal, Riley County hosting Jeff West. Riley County 16-7, Jeff West 16-8. The winners of that game and this game will meet for the sub-state championship Saturday at either 5 or 6:30. Winner will go to the state tournament. The other sub-state that will be in Sabetha coming up on Saturday, Hiawatha in sub-state 2. The Lady Redhawks are 20-3, taking on Riverside tonight, 15-9. That's at Hiawatha. And then Heritage Christian is hosting Marysville. Heritage Christian 17-6, Marysville 8-14. The winners of those two games will play for that sub-state 2 championship on Saturday at either 5 or 6:30. Silver Lake boys won last night over Sabetha 58-39. They're into the sub-state championship game on Friday at 7:30 against Perry LeCount. The pass intended inside, and it's tipped and stolen by Savannah Windy. Second turnover for Nemaha Central. Nemaha Central boys, their season concluding with a first-round loss to Sabetha, and Sabetha eliminated last night. Dieter, open three, misses left of the key. Good rebound by Leager. 9-2 Silver Lake with the early advantage. Baseball pass ahead to Meg Honeyman. Hermish has it at the elbow. Pump fake, leans in, steps through, and is fouled. Hermish to the line for 2 free throws. A couple of eagles in the area. You could take your pick. The official comes over, and he says it's on Paige Hyman. That's her first. Paige Hyman's going to play volleyball next year at Highland Community College. Paige, a 5'10 senior, returning starter. Career high 15 points, 11 rebounds at Perry LeCompton. As the free throw up by Hermish, who is a 45% foul shooter, leads the team in steals at 2.5 a game. Leads the team in points at 12.5, averages 4.5 rebounds. She misses a second free throw, and it's 9-3. Silver Lake with the lead. Eagles with the rebound and the ball moving from right to left. Pocket pass to Windy, ahead to Whitehead. Whitehead throws it up to Dieter. Back out front, this is Haney. Over to Windy, left it wide open, and she makes Nemaha Central pay with the triple. Savannah Windy with her second three of the night. 12-3, Eagles. Posting up at the high post is Leager. Now back out. Three-pointer on the way by Honeyman. This one a little bit off to the left. Good rebound, though, on the baseline by Snyder. Entry pass. Might have been travel, no call. Turnaround shot partially blocked. I think Dieter got a piece of that one out of bounds, saying it was last touched by the ladies in purple, which would be Nemaha Central. Looking at Nemaha Central last year, 15-7. Year prior to that, 18-3. Year prior to that, 20-3. Year prior to that, 17-6. 21-2 in the 2021 season. Here's Hyman. Leans in, flips it up with the right, scores on the baseline. Paige Hyman and her first stuck it. And so much for Rust for Silver Lake. After not playing a game in 9 days, they're up 14-3. Dieter all over McKee, who brings the ball up the floor near sideline. Handles the pressure. Here's Honeyman looking inside. Whitehead denying the pass to the post, which was Leager. Now with it, playing on the floor, driving is McKee into the corner. Leager, a lefty, and now she throws it wide of intended target. Snyder and out of bounds. And that is the third turnover on Nemaha Central. But despite all those great records the last 5 seasons, Nemaha Central has not made it to state for a while. Timeout called by Nemaha Central. It's a minute timeout, so we'll take one as well. Back in 60 seconds on 92.1 KMZA and the Silver Lake Channel.
You deserve value beyond what you pay today. Qualifying commercial accounts at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha can now lock in rates for 3 years. That's right, the rate you pay today will be the same for 3 years. It's called Rate Lock, and it's another added value at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Keep your mind on your business and stop thinking about rate changes. Call Roy Fry, 785-284-7611 to see if you qualify and to learn more. That number again, 785-284-7611.
Tired of the same old spot? Then you got to get down to Sideline Sports Bar and Grill. We're your home for all the big games, with plenty of TVs to catch every play, from college to pro. But it's not just about the score. It's about the grub. We've got killer burgers, crispy wings, loaded nachos, and those specials that make your taste buds sing. Cold drinks, hot food, great company. That's the Sideline's promise. Whether you're meeting friends after work, catching the game, or just looking for a friendly face and a great meal, Sideline is the place to be. Find us in Sabetha, Kansas. Sideline Sports Bar and Grill. Your team, your food, your town.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, I'm with studio engineer Captain Kurt Kilman. Wade Gershner with you on 92.1 and also on the Silver Lake channel with a live video stream. Parker Spiel running our camera. Liam Gershner running our laptop, our scoreboard, our highlights, and our graphics. Emo Central calling a timeout. Dieter dribbles in the traffic, kind of ripped away, and then a tie-up. An arrow points in favor of Nemaha Central. The Thunder with just one free throw and a field goal, that from Bailey Snyder, the free throw from Hermish. It's 14-3, Lady Eagles with the lead, full court pressure by Silver Lake. They'll play mostly man-to-man. Sometimes they'll run an extended 1-3-1 and try to trap out of it. Bringing it up is Jade Mackey, the only senior in the starting lineup. Backdoor cut to McKee. McKee kicks it out. Three-pointer by Leaguer. That one missed right, wide right. And Haney blocked the shot of Honeyman, but they say she got a part of the arm. Kayla Haney wearing a white tape around her right wrist. Check that, the left wrist, and the foul on Haney, that is her first. So Honeyman to the line. The sophomore averaging 4.5 points, 2.5 rebounds, and she splashes the first free throw. These two teams met on February the 6th. Silver Lake won 66-37. Only one starter back from last year's Thunder team that went 15-7 and lost in the sub-state semis to Halstead, who went on to win the state title, beating Silver Lake in the championship in Hutch, as Honeyman misses the second free throw. 14-4, Silver Lake with the lead and the ball. Baseball pass ahead from Haney to Windy. Haney gets the ball, drives, bump, no call, puts it up, rolls off the cup, and now Hyman gets on the floor and is tied up with two Thunder players. Good hustle by Hyman along with Caroline Nordis, who leads the team at 5 rebounds a game. Claire Erb, a freshman, Jaylee Whitehead in. Paige Hyman checks out for Silver Lake, and also Dieter's going to get a breather. Minute 36 to go first quarter, 14-4 in favor of Silver Lake, the number one team in the state at 23-1, taking on the Thunder, who are 15-9. Upstate semifinal. Windy into the paint. Whips it over into the corner. Kylie Haney doesn't shoot it. Windy gets it right back. Top of the key, three. That one missed everything. An air ball. Wide right. Out of bounds with the baseline. Two are left. Thunder in the purple uniforms with the light blue or teal blue along the side of their jerseys and shorts with the white numerals outlined in that light teal blue. And then Nemaha outlined in white on the front of their jerseys. The Nemaha is in the light blue or teal blue. 14-4. Mackey brings it up against the pressure. Picked up there by Whitehead. Picks up the dribble. Hands it off to Hermish. Hermish plays it over to Honeyman. Gets a screen. Kick out. Corner. Mackey not ready to shoot. Drives baseline. Whips it around near corner. Here is Leaguer. She penetrates. Stops and pops from 7. Good move, but can't finish. And rebounded by the freshman Claire Erb. Taylor Haney. Captain of the ship. Master of the controls. Running the point. 4-year starter. Back to Windy. She launches again from the left wing. This one off the mark. Erb trying to keep it alive. She does. Tips it out to Whitehead. Now Kylie Haney back to Savannah Windy between the rings. And dribble handoff to Kayla Haney. Guarded closely there by Honeyman. Senior versus sophomore. Honeyman trying to stick with her. Screen set by Kylie Haney. The kick out and the pass and a shot air ball on the baseline there by Claire Erb. Kayla Haney averaging almost 8 assists a game, 7.5 rebounds, and 18 points. And she's had 1 triple-double in her career, 8 double-doubles this year. Pass inside, knocked away and stolen by Silver Lake. Nemaha Central a little bit impatient there. They could have held for the final shot of the quarter. Instead, the turnover. That is their fifth. Silver Lake can hold for the final shot. No shot clock postseason play this year. 14-4 Silver Lake. Haney lost the handle and a turnover. That doesn't happen very often. Now Haney comes right back, steals it. Now shoots from half court with 5 seconds on the clock and nearly made it. Hit the front iron. Claire Erb gets it, and she puts up the shot, and it's blocked there by Hermish. Boy, Haney had 6 seconds. She checked her half court. Wasn't aware of the clock situation after she came up with the steal. At the end of one, 14-4 Silver Lake, back in 1 minute on 92.1 KMZ and the Silver Lake channel.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is Dr. Brett Luker from Luker Chiropractic and Wellness. There are two main reasons why the chiropractic adjustment is so important. The first is to restore mobility to the spine, which is important because mobility is the key to longevity. The better the spine moves, the longer it will last. The second is to keep the nervous system healthy. Every organ, tissue, and cell in the body is regulated by the nervous system. So a healthier nervous system means a healthier body. The chiropractic adjustment is natural, safe, and effective. Call Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to experience it today.
Kansaland Radio.
We start the second quarter from Silver Lake High School, home of the Eagles, the number one team in the state. They lead 14-4. Nemaw Central trying to pull off the upset, but we'll have to rally to get that done. Get fast to Meg Honeyman. She puts on the floor to the paint, misses on the baseline drive, left it short. Here's Kayla Haney, comes out of the pack with the basketball, and now brings it back out front. Dieter has it, and she fires it on a diagonal pass to Kylie Haney. Kylie zips it to Wendy, back to Kylie Haney on the wing. Nemaw Central man-to-man defense, open up in a zone look, but you got to be careful with Savannah and Wendy's at 2 threes in that first quarter. Kylie Haney, corner three, up and away, halfway down and out. Iron unkind on the home floor. Strong rebound by Meg Honeyman. Pass ahead to Honeyman from Mackey. Dieter all over Honeyman, who picks up her dribble. That's trouble against pressure defense, but she gets it to Hermish. Hermish to the back cutter, which is Mackey. Play on the floor, Snyder. Nice entry down low, but not quite ready for the pass, was Kinsey Monier, a sophomore. Jump ball, tie-up. Arrow goes to Silver Lake. Nemaw Central, as we said, their season ended in the sub-state semis a year ago to Halstead, and then Halstead went on to win the state championship, beating Silver Lake in the title game in Hutchinson. Winner of this game moves on to the sub-state finals on Saturday at either 5 or 6:30 in Sabetha. Loser done for the season. Kylie Haney has in the front court the volleyball line. Now to Kaylin Haney. Silver Lake, the state champs in 3A volleyball. Their best record in school history, 46-1, and a 10th state title in volleyball. Kaylin Haney steps through and can't get it to go. Great move by Kaylin, but unable to finish at the rim. And here come the Lady Thunder. Left-handed dribble. This is Hermish, picked up by Kaylin Haney. Hermish to the cutter, stepping through as Honeyman. Chest pass to the near side. It goes to Snyder. Snyder tries a reverse layup, left a little bit short. Rebound, Monier, but then off the hands of Snyder. And a turnover for Nemaw Central. That is their seventh. They average 14.5 per game. Nemaw Central starts one senior, two juniors, a couple of sophomores. Just two seniors on the roster. That is Mackey, who is one of those, along with Jordan Haberkamp, who has yet to play tonight. A little full court pressure here by Nemaw Central. It's not really intense pressure just to slow down Silver Lake, as trying to go to Hyman is Dieter, and Hyman not quite ready for it. A low pass and out of bounds turnover. Silver Lake, that is their fifth. They average just under 11 turnovers a game, but force the opposition into 19 per contest. So still 14-4. Nobody scoring here in the first minute 50 of the second period. As Mack extended the arm, Kyle Haney flipped and fell down backwards, but no call. They let him play onward. Here is Hermish. Gives it up to Snyder. Snyder, pivot dribble, out front, three-pointer on the way by McKee. Can't knock it down. Had a great look. Kylie Haney elevates off the bounce and gets the rebound. Her older sister, Kaylin, she puts on the floor, going to our left, all the way up. There's contact, no call. She hits the deck. But right now, the official's letting them play. Pass ahead, and that's stolen by Wendy. Wendy was bumped, no call. Now Kaylin Haney. Kaylin steps through, leans in, puts it up, no. I'm in the offensive rebound. Here's Dieter. She goes up strong, and there's a foul. Yeah, there's a lot of contact from both teams. Last couple trips down the floor. And then when you do call the foul, people are like, oh, it's like, well, at some point, they're going to have to call a foul, or it's going to become a rugby scrum. So the foul is on Monier. That is her first. It's the first team foul on Nemaw Central, their first foul of the ball game, believe it or not, as Dieter misses the free throw. She is a 63% foul shooter, second team All-State in volleyball. She's been double figures 23 times this year. Actually, 24 times. Or no, 23 times, because Silver Lake got the win even though they didn't play a game due to the forfeit by Bishop Ward first year on a sub-state. Dieter missed second free throw, but the ball trickles back out to her. She makes a spin move and a bank shot. What a play by Dieter. So athletic. She has six. The Eagles are up 12. 16-4, Silver Lake. That's the first points of the second quarter. Nemaw Central averaging 48 a game. They're stuck on four right now. Both teams struggling a bit offensively. Here's McKee, pump fake, dribbles to her left, brings it back out. Between the ovals it goes. Leaguer, they swing it down low. Good post by Nordis. Turnaround shot, though, missed everything. She was trying to bank it, lost balance. Pass zipped ahead by Cam Haney. Wraparound pass to Whitehead from Windy. Whitehead tries to save it, does, right into the arms of Leaguer. Turnover, Silver Lake. Here's Leaguer. Picks up the dribble. Puts it far side. Going baseline is McKee. Her pass knocked away. McKee gets it back, though. Now Hermish. Hermish leans in, and an offensive foul called on Hermish as Kayla Haney stumbled backwards. Hermish with her first, and the second team foul on Nemaha Central. Had Milton, the head coach, in his 16th year. What a run he has had as a head coach. And this year, 15-9, with a relatively young team. There's just one senior that starts. Nemaha Central team should get better and be only better next year. You know, look at them. Riley County is very young but very talented. Silver Lake's going to lose Galen Haney, their all-state point guard. So next year's league race could be interesting. Here's Dieter on the pass from Galen Haney, and it is deflected out of bounds by Nemaha Central. 4:16 to play first half. 16-4, Silver Lake with the lead. They jumped out to a 9-2 lead. They've led all the way to this point. Nemaha Central just one field goal and a couple of free throws. Inbounds to Hyman, back to Galen Haney. Hyman posting up. Galen over to Dieter, open three, top of the circle, skims off the rim, ball tipped. Kayla Whitehead gets the rebound, and then is fouled there by the Thunder. And it is on McKee, and that is her first 13 foul. One thing that Coach Porter was talking about, head coach Silver Lake, is that Nemaha Central is very good on the offensive glass, but Silver Lake's actually been getting offensive rebounds last few possessions as the pass inbounded to Dieter is denied by Hunneman into the Nemaha Central Thunder bench to our left. Adam Hilchin wearing the purple vest with the long white sleeve shirt underneath. There was a whistle. Not whistle, but the horn, the buzzer went off inadvertently. So we'll reset. Dieter to throw it into our left. Silver Lake with the ball, and it's denied again. This time knocked out of bounds by Sandy McKee. So good to know defense here by Nemaha Central. Timeout called by Silver Lake. We'll see how it's a 30-second timeout. So we'll go ahead and take a 30 as well. Back in 30 seconds here on the Silver Lake Channel and also on 92.1 KMZA.
Hi, I'm Brady Leiborger, Activity Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. Activities, community involvement. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we do whatever it takes to assist our community members with a home-like schedule. The Seneca and surrounding communities are very involved in activities. Volunteering in our building by playing cards, assisting with math, communion, bingo, hosting rosary every day at 4 p.m., and so much more. Check us out on Facebook or come and see us today. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
Along with studio engineer Captain Kurt Kilman, Wade Gershner with you tonight on 92.1 KMZA and also on the Silver Lake Channel. Liam Gershner, Silver Lake student, running our laptop. Parker Spillman, Silver Lake student, running our camera. Inbounds is stolen. Well, you call timeout and then throw it away. Whitehead's pass picked off there by Leaguer. That is the seventh turnover, Silver Lake. If Nemaha Central can get going offensively, just 4 points in the game, and we only have 4 minutes to go before halftime. So we play 12 minutes, and Nemaha Central has just one field goal and two free throws. Snyder in some trouble, picked up the dribble. McKee steps through and had it knocked away by Whitehead, who might have got away with a foul there. It's just, for the most part, have let them play. Ends up being a turnover. The Los Central fans do not agree, and they might have a beef. Here's Cam Haney. Gets the screen from Dieter. Gives it to Dieter, rolling to the cup on the pick and roll, and all the Thunder can do is foul. That was well executed by the Eagles. Foul called on Bailey Snyder. That's her first, and the 14th foul on the Thunder. Silver Lake get to commit a foul in the second quarter. Once again, winner of this game will move on to the Substate Championship against either Riley County or Jeff West. That Substate final will be at 5 or 6:30 on Saturday. The Silver Lake boys are in the championship coming up on Friday at 7:30 against Perry Lee Compton, and the winner of that game will move on to the state tournament. I want the boys in the championship Friday at 6 o'clock against Heritage Christian Academy as Dieter hits one out of two and the rebound to Hermish. Dieter with seven, 17-4. Leaguer, great move, goes right by Windy, can't make the layup, the follow, Hermish missed the bunny, well, she normally knocks that down, rebounded by Nordis, though, in the corner. Oh, the Thunder, there's just a lid on that bucket right now. Even the 2 to 3 foot shots are not falling, and now Kayla Haney reaches in, ties up McKee, and the arrow stays with Nemaha Central. Nemaha South Central. High water mark off Bensley, 67 in the season opener against Royal Valley. They're low, 21 against Riley County. The most they've given up, 66, and that was by Silver Lake in the first meeting back on February the 6th. Lob out front. Windy almost came away with the steal. Leaguer, a lefty, goes left. Now flips it out. Dieter poked it away, but it goes right to Hermish. Hermish flips it up and is fouled, not by Beheimann, and if so, that'd be her second. 2:48 to play first half, 17-4, Silver Lake. Hyman with her second personal. She's the first player in the game to pick up two fouls, and she has two of the four fouls for the Eagles tonight. Free throw up and good by Hermish. Hermish leading the team at 12.5 a game, just a junior, 5'9". Struggled with the line this year at 45%, but it's the first. Double bonus. No more one and ones. Free throw up and that one back iron. No. Hyman, great blockout. And gets the rebound. 17-5, Silver Lake. Dieter, far sideline. Whips it over into the near corner, wide open. Three, Windy. What a pass by Dieter. Windy with nine, her third triple of the evening. That's a nominee for the next-gen, Cattle Company next-gen beat assist of the game on the Silver Lake channel. And now a carry called on Jade Mackey across the timeline. So a turnover there, number nine for the Thunder. The only field goal they have is on a bucket by Bailey Schneider, and then two free throws by Hermish and a free throw by Meg Honeyman. 20-5, Silver Lake. It has not been a game of offensive beauty for either team. Haney will give and go to Dieter, attacks the rim, can't finish on the scoop. And an excellent job boxing out by Leaguer, the 5'8", sophomore number 15 for Nemaha Central. Approaching 2 minutes to play first half. Thunder with the ball, moving left to right on your radio dial on 92.1 KMZA. Seneca, here's a jumper from the left elbow. Hermish off to the left, but put back. Does not go for Nordis from point-blank range. Man, iron very unkind to Nemaha Central here at the Nest this evening. Thunder cannot break the combination. They can't crack the code on the basketball goal so far. Just one field goal, and we played almost two quarters. Dieter spins, puts up a wild shot. Banker, no. Rebound there by Mackey, who swings the elbows a little bit, and then reaching in, a foul is called. Haney can't believe it. Kayla Haney picks up her second. Second team foul. So now Kyle Porter, see what he wants to do. If he trusts the senior to stay out there, or will he have Claire Hurd come in for Kaylin Haney? Kaylin thought she had all ball on the reach in, but the official disagrees. And when you're up 20-5, Coach Porter says, listen, we're going to go ahead and play it safe here. Kaylin will come out. No need to risk a third foul. We're up 15. Try to buy the last 90 seconds. Here's Hermish going left. Guarded by Kylie Haney, who's given up about 5-6 inches of height there. Mackey, senior, gives it to Leaguer, a sophomore. Back to Mackey. Mackey goes left, flips it back to Honeyman, a sophomore. Over to Mackey, looks inside, nothing doing. Angles left, picks up the dribble, had it poked away. Great defense by Whitehead, and coming away with it is Dieter. Dieter wants him to come get the ball, but nobody came, so she takes care of it herself. Now Karras goes all the way to the rack for two. Nobody jumped in front of Dieter to take a charge, and Dieter just steamrolled her way like a locomotive all the way to the bucket for two. That's a nominee for the Mammoth play of the game. 9 for Dieter, 22-5. Man, that was impressive by Dieter. Took it coast to coast. 34 seconds to go before halftime. Nemaha Central just looking for any kind of offense. Hermish turns, and that's offensive foul as she spun on a spin dribble, had high elbows, and it connected with Kylie Haney right across the noggin. And the official saw it. Out in space, called the foul. Hermish with her second, 15th foul. Player control foul, so no free throws. Man-to-man defense by Nemaha Central. And Kayla Haney stays on the bench. I thought she might come in on offense here to run the last possession, but Coach Porter wants to be safe here. 22-5, Dieter running the point. Honeyman guarding her. Dieter, a little crossover, 12 on the clock, over to Whitehead. Whitehead into the paint, back out front, Windy, over to Kylie Haney. She checks the clock, 6, back out, volleyball line, this is Windy. Windy drives, had it knocked away, it's loose, it's on the floor. Her picks it up, had it ripped away, it's loose, and it rolls to the far side of the floor, and that's the end of the first half. Silver Lake 22, Nemaha Central 5 at intermission of this 3A girls sub-state semifinal. We'll be back with our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College after this 2.5 minute timeout on the Silver Lake Channel at 92.1 KMCA.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Hey, Nemaha Central and Centralia Panther fans. Want to show your school spirit and support your school? First Heritage Bank has the answer with our School Spirit debit cards. With every swipe of your custom NC Thunder or Centralia Panther debit card, First Heritage Bank will donate a portion of the transaction back to your chosen school. The more you use your School Spirit debit card, the more support for school programs, sports, and students. Stop by any First Heritage Bank location or give us a call to find out more information and to get your custom card. Show your spirit and support our local schools. Member FDIC.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Heinen True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca is where you'll find the farm supplies you need, including air compressors, welding supplies, hand tools, fuel pumps, hydraulic cylinders, chains to nuts and bolts. They also carry a full line of steel chainsaws, plus Heinen has a variety of grass seeds and fertilizers. Check out their Just Ask rental department as they have lawn thatchers, spreaders, aerators, and cedar slicers for rent. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental. Behind every project is a true value.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Wait, Gershon, Liam Gershner, Parker Spielman with you here at Silver Lake as the number one team in the state. The Silver Lake Lady Eagles, 23-1 on the season, won the Big 7 league title, went perfect 10-0 in league play, leading Nemaha Central at halftime 22-5. Nemaha Central just one field goal in that first half from Bailey Snyder, a couple of free throws for Emma Hermish, and a free throw of Meg Honeyman. That's all the offense for Nemaha Central as they were outscored by Silver Lake in the second quarter 8-1. Silver Lake led 14-4 at the end of one, jumped out to a 9-2 lead, and at halftime had the biggest lead, which is 22-5. Go through the numbers. And welcome to our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Our statistics here on the Silver Lake Channel at halftime brought to you by Socorro State Bank. Serving our neighbors and friends for well over a century, Socorro State Bank can assist you in financing for land, crops, livestock, or equipment. We gave the point totals for Nemaha Central, one for Honeyman, two for Hermish, and two for Snyder. 11 turnovers, Nemaha Central, 3 of 6 from the line, did not make a three. Silver Lake has 7 turnovers. They made 3 threes, all by Savannah Windy, who had 9 points first half, 9 points for Karis Guider. Eagles were 1 of 4 from the line. Paige Hyman with a bucket. Jalen Haney with a basket as well. Hyman and Haney each with 2 personal fouls. Halftime, Silver Lake leading Nemaha Central 22-5. Other halftime scores from around the area. Girls halftime, Riverside leading Hiawatha 26-22. That would certainly be an upset. Riverside leading Hiawatha in Hiawatha at the Roundhouse tonight. Hiawatha girls have not been to state since 1979. They are 20-3 on the season. Riverside 15-9. So it could be an upset there. Boys halftime score in 2A. St. Mary's 49, Valley Falls 31. That's right, 49-31 at half. Ben DeVader became the all-time career three-point leader and went over 1,000 points in his career for the Bears. He is a very talented player who, when he gets hot from three-point land, look out. First half, not a lot of offense. Silver Lake leading 22-5. We'll be back with more of our Highland Community College halftime show after this 2.5 break, 2.5 minute timeout on 92.1 KMZN, the Silver Lake Channel.
Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer in the United States among cancers that affect both men and women. But it doesn't have to be. Did you know that routine screenings for colorectal cancer now begin at age 45? This screening can save lives. When discovered early, it's highly treatable. If you're 45 or older, contact your SFP primary care physician at 785-336-6107 today to discuss your screening test options. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble. Get your floor, that's Albemarle Lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth, you're gonna glide. Stop by my lumber, come explore. The flooring department you'll adore. Located in Seneca, Kansas. Or call now, 75-336-3551.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Hey, we appreciate Highland Community College being our halftime show's sponsor, as we are at halftime. 22-5, Silver Lake leading Nemaha Central in this girls' 3A sub-state semifinal. We told you about the girls' matchups going on tonight. Riley County hosting Jeff West. Winner of that will play the winner of this game for the championship on Saturday in Sabetha to move on to state. The Hiawatha girls trailing Riverside at halftime by 4. Winner of that game will take on the winner of Heritage Christian Academy, who's hosting Marysville tonight, and the other girls sub-state final Saturday in Sabetha. The boys' side, Hiawatha boys, who haven't been to state since 1974, will be in Sabetha. They'll play at 6 o'clock against Heritage Christian Academy. Silver Lake boys at 7:30 Friday at Sabetha, taking on Perry LeCompton. The first game of the year for Silver Lake was at Perry LeCompton, and Perry LeCompton 18-7, and Silver Lake trying to get to state for the second consecutive year on the boys' side of things. We'll have that game for you with pregame around 7:20, 7:25 on the Silver Lake channel. 22-5 is our score. That's been the halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. Back with the second half in 1 minute on 92.1 KMZA and the Silver Lake channel.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we service what we sell.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Kansaland Radio.
We start the second half, Silver Lake in the home whites with maroon numerals and lettering outlined in the goal, moving from left to right here in the second half. Here's Wendy probing, kicks it out to Kayla Haney, playing with two fouls, steps through into the paint, throws up a wild shot. Contact, no call. She gets her own rebound, fouled again. And I say fouled again. She was officially fouled that time by the official, but she was fouled prior to that. Kayla Haney averaging 18 points, 7.5 rebounds, almost 8 assists a game, 3.5 steals. She has over 1,300 career points. Over 500 assists, over 500 rebounds, over 300 steals. She's an 86% foul shooter. She has 3 points tonight. She's in double figures 21 of the 23 games they've played. She's had 8 double-doubles. Season high 39, which was a single-game school record earlier this year against Royal Valley. And she calmly knocked down both free throws. The triple-double she had last year was a first-round of state against Girard. Her previous career high was 28 against Heston in the semis last year. And 39 against Royal Valley. 24-5. Nemaw Central in the purple uniforms with the white numerals, with the teal blue along the sides of the jerseys and the shorts, moving to our left. Good entry. Great position. Wendy walls up, and it will not fall. Snyder halfway down and out. My goodness gracious. Nemaw Central sitting there going, we changed ends, and the rim on this end just like the other one. It won't allow us to score. Man. Kylie Haney. A little crossover, bounce pass to Wendy, not a good one, but Wendy tracks down the loose ball. Inside it goes to Dider, ball poked away, and he kind of forced it that time. 8th turnover for Silver Lake, 24-5. And now Dider, quick hands, knocks it out of the paws of McKee and into the Thunder bench to our left. Adam Hilton, the head coach, in his 16th year, instructing his team what he wants them to do on this offensive possession. 6:53 to go, third quarter. 24-5, Silver Lake. Nemaw Central with just a field goal, one field goal so far this entire game, and 3 free throws. Hermish catches it, turns to her left shoulder. Right hand dribble back to her left, poked away by Haney. She gets it back. McKee can't get off the three. Good closeout by Dider. Man-to-man defense by Silver Lake. Nemaw Central start out in some zone. They play a lot of man since then. Mackey has a couple defenders all over her. Right now, you tell Silver Lake's turning up the defensive intensity, but it's a great cut, great dish, and a layup by Nordis, her first two. And that's only the second field goal for Nemaw Central. They went over a quarter without making a field goal. They had just 1 point in that second quarter. And Dider, great look to Hyman for the layup. Hyman with 4, Dider the dish. 26-7, Silver Lake. They get a lot of easy buckets because of their guards able to penetrate, get in the lane, break down the defense, draw a defender, and Hyman is a beneficiary of that. Hermish, and that's a double dribble. The official a little late with the whistle, but he's right. He gets it right. That's what matters. That is the 12th turnover for the Lady Thunder. Like we talked about, just Jade Mack has only started as a senior. Jordan Haberkamp, we haven't seen her play yet tonight. She's the other senior on this roster. Everybody else will be back for Nemaw Central next year to build off a 15-9 campaign. Here's Kaylin Haney. To her sister, Kylie, 3, up and away, missing from the corner. Hyman the rebound. Paige Hyman back out front to Wendy. Paige Hyman so underrated in what she does for her team. She knows her role, and that's doing the dirty work inside. She gets a lot of offensive rebounds. Here's Kylie Haney, probing right to the lane. Brings it back out to her older sis, which is Kaylin Haney. 5:15 and ticking third quarter. 26-7 Silver Lake. Kaylin Haney drives, kicks it to Wendy. Wendy, spin dribble. Flips it up a wild shot, and she left it short an air ball. Hyman gets the rebound. Power dribble. Hyman scores! Paige Hyman taking over down low. She has 6. 28-7. The Central fans wanted a little bit of a push-off on Kayla Haney on that drive. McKee went backwards, and they really only called that foul once tonight. Every other time, they've let it play for both teams. 28-7. Eagles down low. Snyder had it poked away, stolen by Wendy. And when you're a post player, you bring the ball down low against Silver Lake. Their guards are right there swiping at it. And then Kayla Haney had it, and a foul called on Snyder. That's her second. And the second team foul on Nemaha Central. Hyman with 6 points, 4 for Kayla Haney, 9 for Kara Snyder, 9 for Savannah Wendy on 3 threes. Nemaha Central, 2 points for Snyder, 2 for Nordis, 2 for Hermish, and a free throw for Honeyman. 28-7 in a very low-scoring game. 4:30 to go in a quick-moving third quarter. Wendy fires away for 3, and this one short and then bounced up high and hit the cable above the backboard, so thus it is out of play. Bears repeating. Nemo Central, just one starter back from last year's team, went 15-7. That's Emma Herman. She's had a really good year. This Nemo Central team, they keep working in the offseason and summer. This is a team that can vie for a league title next year, in my opinion. Like I said, Riley County is going to be up there. You know, Silver Lake will still have a lot of talent, and it'll be towards the top as well. And now inside pass picked off. Mackey trying to go inside, stolen by Haney. Kalen going all the way to our right, leans in and scores. Kalen Haney with six on the errant pass by the Thunder. 13 turnovers for Nemaha Central. Mackey far sideline. Dribble handoff to McKee. Dider stays with her. Silver Lake, aggressive, in-your-face, man-to-man right now. They have certainly stepped up the intensity level with their man-to-man. McKee looks it back out to Mackey. Mackey veering left. Back over to McKee on the near wing. McKee brings it back out to the volleyball line, out of Hermish. 3:30 to go, third quarter. Hermish jump stop, steps through, traveled. And Adam Hilton, you just kind of see the frustration of the head coach. It's been everything so tough offensively, and he wants a timeout. It's a full timeout. 3:28 to go, third quarter. Silver Lake leading 30-7, back in 1 minute on 92.1 KMZA and the Silver Lake Channel.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha. Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
Kansaland Radio.
Along with student engineer Captain Kurt Kilman, Wade Gershner, and Liam Gershner, Parker Spielman with you here at the Nest, Silver Lake High School. Lady Eagles, number one team in the state, coming in at 23-1. Leading Nemo Central is 15-9 in this 3A girls substate semifinal, 30-7 with 3:28 to go in the third. It has been a very frustrating night for the Thunder offensively. Two field goals and three free throws. That's it. We played 2.5 quarters. Dider puts it up off to the right and out of bounds. Unable to grab the rebound is Meg Honeyman. Snyder, Nordis, Hermish, and McKee, those four starters will return next year for Nemaha Central. Haney lobs it to Dider. Dider hands it to Kayla Haney. Whitehead, three-pointer up and away, bounces off. Bailey Whitehead's hit three threes this year. Her first game back after missing the last six due to a leg injury. Normally a starter coming off the bench tonight. Hermish puts her head down into the lane, all the way to the hoop, and a foul is called. Nice aggressive take to the 10 there by Emma Herman. She just flat out said, I'm putting it on the floor, and I dare anybody to slide in and take a charge, and nobody did. Whitehead with the second, and that is her, the first team foul for the Eagles. Free throw up and short by Herman. She is 2 of 5 from the line. Her points both coming from the stride. Mackey is out and checking in. Liza Leger, the 5'8 sophomore, averaging 5 points and 2.5 rebounds off the bench. Second free throw. Hermish pushes this one. Bailey Snyder in. Hermish goes out. 2:57 to play. Silver Lake in the white uniforms moving from left to right. They inbound it. They'll go the length of the floor. Here comes Honeyman to pick up Dider at half court. That's sophomore versus sophomore. Dider's been in double figures every game this year. Kayla Haney guarded by McKee. Kalen kicks it out. Here is Wendy. Drives to the foul line. Back to Whitehead. Whitehead drives, turns, puts up the shot. A line drive in the lane. But Jaylee Whitehead scores for Silver Lake. Welcome back, Jaylee Whitehead. 32-8, Silver Lake. It was a line drive, flat as a pancake, but went down. Meanwhile, Central Thunder fans are probably going, now, how does that go down? And then all these shots we've had won't fall. Trust me, I've been there as a player many moons ago, some nights, as Dider with the pilfer against McPhee. It was loose with the dribble out front. Dider picks her pocket, and then a foul is called on McPhee. But many moons ago, I played basketball. There are nights where you just couldn't buy a bucket, and there are nights where everything you shot seemed to go in. We saw that last night with the Silver Lake boys, or Camden Kruger. It's 6 3-pointers, and he was feeling it. He was in the zone. Everything he put up, he thought was going in, and it pretty much did. And there's nights where you're sitting there going, man, these are good shots. They're just not going. Spin out, halfway down and out. Here's Dider, right down the boulevard, can't finish. Haney had it, lost it, now dives after it, tied up with Snyder, and the arrow points in favor of Nemaw Central. Another analogy or comparison would be a baseball player who hits the ball really hard in a game 4 times, but he's 0 for 4 because he hit line out after line out. And then another guy in the lineup can be 3 for 4, and he has 2 swinging bunts and a bleeder up the middle. Didn't hit the ball worth a darn, but sometimes that's what happens. 32-8. Silver Lake leading. They've led the entire night. They started out with a 9-2 lead, 14-4 at the end of one. Nemaw Central just 1 point in that second quarter. Hermish turns and faces, has 2 eagles in her face. Mackey to Nordis, poked away from beyond by Kyla Haney. Hermish gets it back, shoots from the foul line. It's short. And the ball fought for. Whitehead hits the deck. And a tie-up. Arrow to Silver Lake. Well, Kyle Porter wants Jayla Whitehead to get some minutes tonight, get back into game action. And he also wants to make sure that he doesn't overdo it tonight. Probably not 100%. But may very well need her on Saturday in the sub-state championship, assuming that Silver Lake maintains a 24-point lead with a minute 20 to go in the third quarter. 32-8, Kylie Haney over to Wendy. They give Kylie Haney a lot of room. Backdoor cut, and Dider with the easy lay-in on a nice feed by Kylie Haney. Dider with 11. Just a V-cut out, and then go hard to the bucket, and you'll leave the defender in your dust. Fundamental basketball, 34-8, 1 minute to go in the third. A three up and away, wide to the left. Put back, goes in for Nordis. Snyder missed the three. Nordis with the offensive rebound and stick back. And it's 34-10. Nemaw Central finally able to get into double figures. Snyder with a crossover. Flips it to Wendy. Wendy zips it over to Kylie Haney in front of the Silver Lake bench to our right. Silver Lake in the white unis. Nemaw Central defending in their road purple with the teal blue along the side of the unis. Kylie Haney in the near corner. Dribbled off her foot, but it rolls right into the arms of Wendy. 25 seconds to go, third quarter. 34-10, Silver Lake with the lead. And Silver Lake more than likely will hold for the last shot. Nope, it's Haney going all the way to the rack, and she is hammered by Hermish. She got her money's worth there. But Hermish draws for the foul. Haney's so good at breaking down defenders one-on-one, beating them off the dribble. And then she'll either go in and score, or many times she'll dish to an open teammate. Third foul on Hermish, free throw up by Kayla Haney, and she hits it. She's 3 for 3 from the line. She's held to 7 points. She averages 18. 86% foul shooter. Peyton May, 5'6 sophomore, into the game, and Kayla Haney goes out with 17.5 to play in the third quarter. Eagles leading by 25, their biggest lead of the night. Second free throw up, and that's also good. 36-10, Eagles. Mackey brings it up, picked up by Peyton May. And a carry called on Mackey. May with good defense. And the turnover there on the carry by Mackey. And now May out, Kylie Haney back in. Nemaw Central 15 turnovers tonight. That's about their average, 14.5 coming in. Hermish out, and Honeyman is in. Also out is Leaguer. Nordis out there along with Snyder, Leaguer, McKee, and Mackey. 7 on the clock. Kayla Haney lobs it to Dider. 5 on the clock. She has it far wing. Dider puts the floor. Step back 3. This one's short by a couple feet. An air ball. Haney trying to save it, but the clock expires to end the third. 36-10, Silver Lake with a lead. Back in 1 minute on 92.1 KNZA and the Silver Lake Channel.
A good business partner stands by your side through thick and thin. Ag Partners Co-op is a farmer-owned, full-service cooperative providing products and services in the areas of agronomy, energy, grain marketing, feed, tires, and crop insurance. Ag Partners is deeply rooted in the communities they call home and take pride in doing business based on their core values of honesty, integrity, and teamwork. Work with a team that is committed to helping you succeed and achieve your goals on farm and in the marketplace. Your partner in ag through thick and thin. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit BobSchwartzFinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
Wade Gersher back with you. Courtside here at Silver Lake High School. Called the Nest 36-10. Silver Lake with the lead over Nemaha Central. Silver Lake outscored Nemaha Central 14-4 in the first period, 8-1 in the second quarter, 14-5 in that third quarter. Nemaha Central just 2 field goals in the contest tonight. Actually, check that. They have 3 field goals. 36-10. And Termish lost it, saves it in front of the Thunder bench to our left. Nemaha Central going to our left, to the west end of the floor as the gym sits here at Silver Lake High. Termish posting, turns, shoots over Kayla Haney and scores, and that's been the best offensive play of the night right there for Nemaha Central. 36-12, need a lot more of that in the final 7:25. Dieter leading the way with 11, 9 for Wendy, 8 for Haney. That's Kaylin Haney. Here's Kylie Haney, her younger sister, who was, according to some outlets, the 3A volleyball player of the year. Amazing setter. Kylie, bounce pass to Karis Dieter. Super talented sophomore, off-balance shot, and almost rolled it in. Alone for the rebound is Hermish. 36-12. Silver Lake's led the entire way. It was 22-5 at halftime. A key. Is it to Hermish? She angles left side with the dribble. Reverses it back to the right wing. This is Mackey, got the score tonight. Mackey goes left, underhands it to Hermish. Hermish inside to the cutting McKee. McKee turns, puts up with the right, left it short. One-hand rebound, Dieter, underhands it to Kylie Haney. And gives it to Kaylin Haney, the point guard for Silver Lake, who's going to play next year at Fort Hays State University. Karis Dieter flips it to Wendy. Wendy all 9 of her points in the first half on 3 3-pointers. Now, 59 threes on the year to Savannah Wendy. She's just a junior. She'll be back next year, as will Dieter and Kylie Haney. Paige Hyman and Kayla Haney, the 2 seniors in the starting 5 that will graduate. Here's Wendy, 3-guard weave action, steps in. The floater in the lane misses. A good rebound by Bailey Snyder, sophomore for Nemaha Central. The missed honeymoon is wide open. Here's McKee, 3-pointer. She swishes it from the left side. And Thunder fans, I got to say, finally, first made 3 of the night for Nemaha Central. Timeout Silver Lake. 36-15 is our score. Back in 1 minute on 92.1 KMZA and the Silver Lake Channel.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfia in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfia.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to Silver Lake. Big thanks to our sponsors, title sponsor and Silver Lake Channel Sports Investment Partners in Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your retirement financial goals without the hidden surprises. Stay tuned on the Stockbroker State Bank post-game statistics, the mammoth play of the game, the player of the game for I Got Cards Silver Lake, Next Gen Cattle Company, Next Gen Beef, assist of the game, and the Skilled Sauce Hardware Flooring block of the game. Here's Kayla Haney being hounded, double-teamed for a moment, dribbles out of trouble, gives it to Whitehead, back into the ballgame. Also, stay tuned as we'll have the player of the game brought to you by the Farmer State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan as well on 92.1 KMZA. Whitehead steps in, leans in, and is fouled. Awkwardly comes down. Hopefully she's okay. It looks like she is a little gimpy. Fouls on Snyder. That's her third. First team foul. So Whitehead, despite not 100% with that leg, but she's still aggressive. And she was the libero in that volleyball team that won state. First team all-stater in volleyball as she misses the free throws. Hemel Central on a mini 5-0 run. They had three field goals for the first three quarters. They have two field goals in the first couple of minutes of this fourth quarter. Second free throw. Whitehead hits one out of two. 37-15. Silver Lake. 5.5 minutes away from moving on to the sub-state final, and they're certainly used to being in that. When we get a break, we'll tell you how common that is for them. Here's Hermish into the corner. It is Snyder, steps through all the way to the hoop. Nice play on the finger roll. Snyder's second field goal. 37-17, Eagles by 20. Dider backs it out beyond the three-point line. Now it dribbles back to her left. Flips it over to Kaylin Haney. Kaylin, pump fake, steps through and scores. Able to drive baseline, hang in the air, and bank it in for two. 39-17, Haney with double figures. She has 10. Hermish guarded by Haney. And now Dider comes there to help, pokes it away. Dider has Mackey back on defense. Dider steps through. No calls and contact. They let him play. And rebounded there by McKee. The officials, for the most part, have been pretty consistent. They've let him play. There have been times where both teams could have been called for fouls, and I think a regular game might have been. But postseason, it seems like they have loosened the whistle a little bit. For me, personally, I don't think that's a bad thing. Let the players decide it. It's something obvious. Clearly, you need to call that. 4:10 to go. Hemel Central down by 22. McKee had it poked away by Hyman. Now Honeyman steps through, puts up the shot baseline and scores. Honeyman with her first field goal. She has three. 39-19, Silver Lake. Hemel Central scored 10 points total through three quarters. They have nine in the first 4 minutes of the fourth. But more than likely too little too late. Here's Wendy, three-guard weave out front. Flips it over to Whitehead. Back to Cam Haney at the volleyball line. Haney crossover all the way to the hoop and scores with the reverse with the right. Kaylin Haney with 12, and the Eagle lead is 22. 41-19. Just so crafty getting to the hoop. Here's Honeyman amongst the trees. Flips it back out to Mackey. Mackey right-hand dribble. The timeout called by Nemohoff Central. We'll go ahead and keep it here. It's a full timeout by Nemohoff Central, but we'll keep it here on the Silver Lake channel and on 92.1 KMZA. So we were talking about Nemohoff Central, all their really good records the last five-plus seasons, actually six seasons now, winning season. Substate finals, lost Sabetha double overtime, 20-21. Lost substate finals, Silver Lake, back at 21-22. Lost substate finals, Riley County, 22-23. Lost first round, 23-24. Last year, lost the eventual state champion, Allstead. The sub-state semis are now facing the number one team in the state, Silver Lake, on their home floor in the sub-state semis. And then Silver Lake, we talked about they win tonight, go to the sub-state championship. In 2021, they made it to the final eight. So obviously got through the sub-state round. 21-22, third at state, lost to Goodland in the semis, so clearly made it to the sub-state final. 22-23, went 23-3, fourth and three, lost to Goodland in the semifinals, obviously made it to the sub-state final. 23-24, undefeated 26-0 state champs. Yes, you can figure it out. They made it through the sub-state final. And then last year, 23-3 state runner-up to Halstead. So if you add it up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, this will be the sixth straight year that Silver Lake will make it to the sub-state finals. And the last 4 years, they've made it to state, finished in the top four. And sub-state championship will be Saturday for the girls at 5 and 6:30. At Sabetha, boys' finals will be Friday at Sabetha, 6 and 7:30, the girls 5 and 6:30 Saturday. Going on baseline, playing up a tough shot. Leaguer can't get it to go. Ball tipped off the hand of Hyman, then deflected off of Dider on the baseline to our left. Hemel Central will reset. 3:05 to go here in the fourth quarter. Stay tuned, we'll have the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show, also the Farmer State Bank player of the game. The travel is called on Snyder. On the inbound. 3 minutes to go, fourth quarter, 41-19 Silver Lake. They have led the entire contest. Trying to improve to 24-1. They're only lost to Rock Creek by two in the final seconds earlier this year at home. Rock Creek ranked 6th in 4A. Kalen Haney. High screen set by Hyman. Kalen gives it to Whitehead. Whitehead over to Wendy. A good pass, and she could have shot the three, but Whitehead's pass was wide. And now a dangerous pass. Whitehead throws it away. Stolen. Great crossover by Leager. Leager goes all the way, stops, shoots, and scores. Liza Leager with a terrific play defensively with the dribble, the ball handling, and then stop and pop from about five. It was a great play. 41-21, and she is just a sophomore. Right, future ahead for her and all these players coming back next year for Nemaha Central. 2:08 to go. Three-pointer corner. Wendy missing. Rebound, Kayla Haney. Oh, what a dish to Dider, who lays it in. Dider with the basket. She has 13 on a fantastic setup by Kaylin Haney. 43-21. Here's a three up and away and good by Candy McKee. She has six, her second three of the game, and it is 43-24. And Liam, that last assist by Kaylin Haney, we could very well call that the next 10 assists of the game. And now Haney is fouled near half court, the Silver Lake Eagle logo. Foul on McKee, that is her third. Oh, yeah, I tell you, the Thunder, only 10 points into the first three quarters, but they continue to fight. Coach Hilden's teams will do that, no doubt. They scored 14 in the fourth, but only a minute 35 left in the Lady Thunder season. No fouls on Silver Lake at the moment in the quarter. Two on Nemaha Central. They need to foul three more times with Silver Lake on the line, but more than likely they won't worry about that. Down 19 with 90 seconds to go. Eagles with the ball to our right. They just play solid defense, trying to get steals without fouling. Here's Kaylin Haney. Once again, no shot clock at postseason play. Leager nearly knocked it away. Kaylin Haney ahead to Dider. Dider spin dribble, tough move, nearly scored. Hyman, rebound, stick back, no, but a foul called on Hermish. That is her fourth, 13 foul. With 1:09 to go. Last night, the Sabetha Silver Lake boys game was over at 7:08. And there was no running clock. There were only six free throws attempted the whole night. Hyman, free throw, up, back iron, no. Page, a 56% foul shooter, has 6 points tonight. Averages six, along with four rebounds. Been double figures four times. Had one double-double. That was 15 points, 11 rebounds, season opener at Perry Lee Compton. He swishes a second free throw. 44-24, Eagles by 20. Hyman in the corner, doesn't take the three. Picked up there by Hyman. Hyman goes baseline, flips it up, and that one rolls off. Good move. Blew by Hyman off the dribble. And now Kayla Haney is fouled there by, I think it was Hyman, but 57 seconds to go. It is on Hyman. 14 foul. It is Dider out there along with Kaylin Haney, Kylie Haney, Wendy, and Hyman, starting five for Silver Lake. Liza Leager checks out. Dave Mackey back in there along with Hyman, McKee, Nordis, and Hermish. Wendy ahead. Draft court trying to go to Kayla Haney. Tipped out of bounds there by Hunnam. It'll remain with Silver Lake. Final home game of the year for the Silver Lake Lady Eagles. The boys had their final home game last night, knocking out Sabetha 58-39. Inbounds to Kayla Haney. Sabetha the site for the girls' finals on Saturday and the boys' finals on Friday. And then it gets confusing with the new state situation with the first-round quarter final games at seven different sites that we won't know until probably late Saturday night, if not Sunday morning. We can't just say, hey, you're automatically going to Hutch, because that's not true anymore. It's true if you get to the semis and the finals of third place, but state quarterfinals in 3A are not being held in Hutch. We don't know where they'll be held. They'll be one of seven locations. As Kylie Haney hits the free throw, the foul was on Hunnam, and that's her second. It'll be very interesting to see how that works. State tournament starts a day earlier than normal on Tuesday with the new changes put in place by Tasha. As Kylie Haney hits both free throws, she's a 60% foul shooter, 46-24. Oh, and Kylie Haney just got hurt at half court. Oh, man, with only 30-some seconds left. Meg Hunman with a bucket. And concern now for Kylie Haney. Well, you got to hope she's okay. H. Hyman helping. Well, you hate to see this 20-point game with 30-some seconds left. Kaylee Whitehead just coming back from injury. Kylie Haney has been the starter in place of Whitehead. And Kylie Haney. And then Whitehead. Silver Lake's not particularly deep off the bench. So Peyton May comes in, and Kylie Haney will be attended to. And got to hope that it's nothing severe, maybe just a slight hyperextension. I'm no doctor, so I'm not going to speculate too much other than that. Inbounds to Deiter. Deiter, bounce pass head far side to Windy. 25 seconds to go, fourth quarter. And Honeyman fouls Kaylin Haney. But Kaylin will chance to add to her 12 points tonight. Free throw by Haney is up and good. He has 13. 5 of 5 from the stripe. Second free throw. Also good. 48-26. Kaylin Haney hitting both free throws and a turnover. Deiter has it. And then a tie-up. Arrow stays at Silver Lake with 18 seconds to go. Silver Lake will improve to 24-1. Seamoss Central season will come to an end at 15-10, but as I said, they have a lot to build around going into next year. Four of their five starters will return. A couple younger players, the top subs will be back. Kaylee Haney dribbling out the clock. Seamoss Central more than likely will not foul. They will back off. And the Silver Lake Lady Eagles are going to the sub-state finals yet again as they move on to Sabetha. Lady Eagles win by 22. 48-26 is your final. Stay tuned. Our post-game show to come on the other side of this two-and-a-half-minute break here on 92.1 KMZA and the Silver Lake Channel.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
And welcome to our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate here on 92.1 KMZA. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. as Silver Lake Lady Eagles win tonight by a final of 48-26 over Nemaw Central to move on to the sub-state finals on Saturday in Sabetha. Nemaw Central ends their season 15-10. Silver Lake jumped out to a 9-2 lead, led 14-4 at the end of one. Nemaw Central just one free throw, 1 point in the second quarter, just one field goal in the first half and three free throws. 22-5 Silver Lake at halftime. Silver Lake outscored Nemaw Central 14-5 in the third, led 36-10 going into the fourth. And then Nemaw Central outscored Silver Lake 16-12 in that last quarter of play, but Silver Lake wins it. Low-scoring affair, 48-26 the final. Eagles led tonight by Kayla Haney with 14 points, and she is the Farmer State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, Manhattan player of the game, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Kayla Haney with 14 points tonight, 6 of 6 from the line. 13 points, Karis Dieter, 9 points on three threes by Savannah Windy, 3 points for Jaylee Whitehead, 2 points for Kylie Haney. And it's time for the I Got Cards player of the game. I Got Cards Silver Lake open 9 to 6 Saturdays, 12 to 6 on Sundays. Bring your sports card collection at trade night on the first Saturday each month, 5 to 9 p.m. with all you can eat pizza and a drink for $10. And our I Got Cards player of the game, we're going to go with Paige Hyman, who had 7 points, very active on the glass, knows her role well and played really good defense again here tonight. Nemaw Central led tonight, nobody in double figures. 6 for Candy McKee on a couple of threes in the fourth quarter. 5 points for Meg Honeyman, sophomore off the bench. 5 points for Emma Hermish, 1 field goal and 3 free throws. 2 points for Liza Leager, and that was a really nice play that she made to get that bucket. 4 points for Bailey Snyder and 4 points for Caroline Nordis. 16 turnovers for Nemaw Central. They were 4 of 8 from the line, hit the 2-3. Silver Lake hit 3 threes, had 8 turnovers. They were 11-16 from the stripe as Nemaw Central falls here tonight on the road at Silver Lake by a final of 48-26. A reminder, the MSC Sports website has you covered. Every area team, schedule, results, and standing stories, and much more. And you can also visit mscsports.net to see schedules, results for every area school and every sport. Plus, listen to live games of you athletes of the week. mscsports.net. It's free anytime and worldwide. Download our free and new MSC Radio app to listen and stream any of our 6 local radio stations or games. All right, so that will wrap up our broadcast here tonight on 92.1 KMZA. Big thank you to all the sponsors made it possible on the radio. You heard them throughout the broadcast here tonight. Big thank you to Captain Kirk Gilman. We appreciate you very much, Kirk, as your final score once again here on 92.1 KMZA. Silver Lake 48, Nemaha Central 26. For those of you watching on the Silver Lake Channel, we'll be back after a one-minute break, and we'll go through all the awards on the Silver Lake Channel. Once again, the final score, final time on 92.1 KMZA. Silver Lake wins 48-26. Good night from the nest at Silver Lake High School. Thanks for tuning in.